This is my error. I realized when I was going through back through our budget to go through the review with S&P Global that the long-term debt schedule was left blank on the second to the last page of the budget, the adopted budget that I gave you. The original one did not have any of those amounts in there. So when I enter everything from solutions into Department of Management, it all comes in sheets and you go through all the tabs. But the debt schedule is not on those sheets, and I completely missed it. So that is actually why there was a negative line on the unassigned fund balance on 39 on the front page originally. Now it is not negative because basically, when you add that debt to the debt schedule, it's pulling the property tax levy for the debt schedule, which by law is what you're required to do because that's how you go into agreement with the bond companies to pay these back.